across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, I've got Jenny Langley in front of me. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Lee. Hello.
Hello. Nice to have you here. We're talking Circular Art, which is an art trail that takes you to every charity shop in Cambridge. Every charity shop, Jenny?
Yes, everyone.
There's a lot, aren't there?
We've got 32 displays this year. It's like amazing. And some of them have got so on board with it, they've actually got two displays in their window.
Excellent.
So there is loads to see.
So if I were to, because this runs from the 7th to the 27th of June, we should say that. So say I want to do this art trail, what should I do and what will I see?
Right, well, what you need to do is just get to a charity shop first. And if you do that when they're open, you'll be able to go inside and pick a brochure up, or you can look online and get the information that way. So what you will see, they're in the windows, so you can do it in the evening if you want. You can do it when the shop's closed, and you can go round and see lots of displays of art and crafts and made from all repurposed, recycled, reclaimed stuff. Some artists have particularly picked up environmental themes. So the Oxfam shop in Burley Street has a WI doing a thing about plastic waste in the ocean. Somebody doing the plight of the bumblebee and lots of fun things like that. So displays all made by a right mixture of people. Full-time professional artists, part-timers, people with learning disabilities, and physical disabilities as well. We've got kids involved for the first time. So we had a super volunteer called Demetra who really wanted to get children involved. So she's managed to get three schools, which I think is fabulous because we approached to them quite late. So there's one display like that in Cherry Hinton. So it's right by the local school, so the kids can go and see their work and feel really proud, I think. And there's two children's displayed in Burley Street as well. There's just so much. I could go on for ages.
Well, this is all, the artwork is using all recycled, reusable materials.
Yeah, and repurposed stuff. One thing that's really nice that happens in a few displays is charity shops get given stuff they can't actually sell, they can't use. So quite a few of them actually hand that over to the artist, who then makes things out of stuff that would otherwise probably go to the rag man or actually get into landfill. So quite often that's textiles, but we've got JJ Craft, who is a woodworker in Sally Ann shop. So they get donated furniture, and some of that quite often is not in good enough nick to put out to sell. So he's been taking that, and I'm absolutely dying to see what he's going to have made out of it. So I think that's wonderful that there's that synergy now between the artist and the shop as well. It's great.
And it's lovely you've got all these charity shops involved and all these artists working together. But there's a bigger message, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. So this was my idea 2.5 years ago when I attended the launch of something called Circular Cambridge. And they had a strapline there, living well with less stuff. And it sort of really sank into me. And I thought that's what we need to do, because sometimes I'm just filled with stuff. So,
and this is not just about decluttering.
No.
This is sort of choosing what you bring into your life.
Yeah. And I've been quite heavily involved in doing this. So as well as sort of using sustainable raw materials and making sure it's designed well to last and to be repairable and to be recyclable, part of the circular economy comes around to when it's been used, and we're trying to use it as much as possible. So you share stuff and you swap stuff with people. So it's actually like a community bringing together thing. So our next door neighbour was going to throw his lawnmower away. He said, "It doesn't work." And we had a look, and it's just his blades had gone. So we mended it for him. And he's so pleased. So now, because our lawnmower really did die, and there was nothing we could do about it, we use his lawnmower, and he uses our pressure washer. And, you know, we now have room to get our bikes into our sheds.
We've got used to being a disposable society,
yes,
haven't we? If it doesn't work, we'll chuck it away and get another.
Yeah, because another thing that Cambridge Carbon Footprint, who run this art trail, do is run repair cafes, and that's all about getting long-lasting life out of what people have. they are the most fun things to go to. Just go for a cake and a coffee and just look round, and it's just so friendly and happy. Yeah, and we run lots of them, so that's great.
And as you say, this is your baby, Circular Art. Yes. This is the second year, and it's third year. It's the third year. Excuse me. Well, it's growing, isn't it?
The word I use is blossomed.
That's a lovely word.
So we started off the very first year with 21 displays. We now have 32 plus a fringe one in the vacuum cleaner centre in Burley Street, because he's part of the circular economy, because he's a repairer, so he does lots of things there. So one of the schools got so into this, they sort of expanded bigger than the space they had in the shop. So some of their stuff is going into him too. So that's really nice. And we're also expanding it out so our visitors can really get involved this year. Because previously it's look and be inspired, but this time we want you to take a little bit...
Oh, that's your phone. That's somebody ringing to tell you you're on the
really
radio.
Sorry, I didn't do that. Very naughty of me. So what was
I
going
to say? We'll have a chat with them.
It's Alana from Cambridge Carbon Footprint.
Hello, Alana.
That's my boss, except I'm a volunteer.
Well, this is all kicking off on the 7th, isn't it? So I guess you're really busy in contact with people.
So I'm sorry I didn't turn that off. So I was saying now visitors can actually get involved in this trail themselves. So you can go and have a look and get some ideas from the windows, and then you can think, oh, wow, maybe I could make something like that. You can do it. You can then enjoy what you've got, but you can also take a photograph of it and put it up onto the hashtag Why Waste It. And we're going to be choosing the most imaginative, fun and maybe exciting things to then go and put on display in our circular festival on the 17th of November. So your work could be famous. Your idea could be famous.
Ilana's determined to get hold of you.
She's texting me now.
Well, it's quite a challenge making art from recycled material, isn't it? I mean, you're talking textiles, wood, paper, anything really.
Do you know, somebody made... It can be, and there's metal this year as well and things like that. But there was... something really simple that actually somebody told me about that they'd seen and got all excited about, which is get an old book and you make a little hedgehog out of it. So you just take each of the page and you fold them over into a triangle. So your book, you've then got a sort of edge to it that becomes the nose of the hedgehog. You put a little circle on there. And then the rest of the book that you haven't folded over, it's the body. And they had it in the window, and she uses it for keeping her letters and little business cards and things she doesn't want. So anybody can do that. So,
And you're open to interpretation of the word art, presumably. You're not looking for...
I think of it as art and craft. I think these people are artists or makers, or they're just creative souls, really. I think that's... It's not... Some of it is high-end art, and we're great to have that on board, but some of it is really community-based, and I think that inspires me, because that's accessible to general public and people who maybe haven't had a go before. The other stuff's a bit scary sometimes.
And what happens to this art? You mentioned an exhibition there in November. Do you save it for the exhibition, or can people buy it?
Right, so the art that's put into the windows is the property of the artists. And if people do want to buy them, that's not involving the shop at all. They can do that. The shop, there'll be business card details from the artists there. Not all the artists want to sell their work. Some people just do it for fun. Some people actually donate it to the shops. So my display is going to be in Orchard Park. Did you know there was a charity shop up there?
I didn't know. It doesn't surprise me.
Cambridge
is a city of charity shops, isn't it?
So the stuff on the window ledge is mine and I want to keep it. And there's one or two things that he's got in there which are for sale. But I've also done these mobiles out of crumpled old wrapping paper and some other bits and pieces. Oh, a lovely shopping bag that I got from East, and I always love the paper, so I finally made this mobile all of out of cones, and they move around in the air, and I think that's just lovely. So I've donated those to the shop, and you can buy those at the end of the trail, not while it's on, because we need other people to come and see them. So
Because you are an artist and craftsperson by day, aren't you?
Yes, well, some of the time. Yes, I do stuff. So I make stuff out of reclaimed stuff for craft markets. I also make educational resources for museums. So I've just delivered one of those to Kent, which was really nice. So that was all about the heritage of coal mining. Just got to tell you this because it's family stuff.
Go on.
So there was a layer of coal in there under some layers of rock. And my mum's actually been down to coal mine. So I put one of her little black buttons on there. So she's on the mat.
Excellent.
And I like that.
Well, I'm
a
Doncaster girl, so coal mining is very much in my blood as well. Well, good luck with all this, Jenny. So it runs from the 7th to the 27th of June,
yes.
Circular Art. You can go to circularcambridge.org, which is the website, or just search, I guess, Circular Art or Circular Cambridge.
Yeah, it's quite good to put Cambridge after Circular Art because there's this weird music festival in Spain that's called Circular Art. So we come below that if you don't put the Cambridge bit in.
For now, you come below that.
Ah,
I'm sure as this goes on, you'll be above that. Well, it sounds great. So keep an eye out, keep your eyes peeled. Charity shops in Cambridge from the 7th of June running to the end of the month. Good luck. You're obviously very busy.
Yeah.
Lots of people trying to get in touch with you. You can relax, presumably, after Thursday, after the launch, and just let it run.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Friday, me and my husband are going around taking photographs of all the windows, so we relax after that.
We relax after that. Oh, yes, a large gin and tonic, though. Lovely to see you again,
Jenny.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire,
Lee Chambers. Cambridge 105 Radio.